561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Our ministry flows out of our relationship. And we are those that are, I'm going to say this, I declare this, we are those that are going to finish strong. We're not getting weaker and weaker because there's some holes in our armor. There's some sins in our life that are hidden. Nobody else knows about. No, if that is your life, then you know for a fact you are getting weaker and weaker and things ain't working. But when you deal with sin, when you have the conviction of sin and you don't allow these things to govern or to have inroads into your life or relationships, then you find that the presence of God will tarry. He will stay. See, there are benefits to getting God to stay. You know, our other little granddaughter, Emiah, Lord Jesus. I mean, she is so, all our grandchildren are lovable. But Emiah has a motor, and she's like this. I say it this way. This is in a nutshell. This is me describing her. You can't wait till she wakes up. As a matter of fact, I went in there and woke up one time, just got a little bit, and she got, I finally got up, and she got to chasing me around. But then, by the end of the day, you can't wait till she go to sleep. She is so full of life. Huh? I mean, just full of life. Amen. With the Lord, there's an indwelling that we must become more and more aware of and embrace. You see, when you're more and more aware of the Christ in you, let me say it this way. When God speaks to you, if you're not fully aware and embracing that, then your spirit can be low when God speaks to you. And sometimes you can misinterpret or not understand or not receive at that time what God is saying to you because you're burdened down. But see, if you're connected with that, the indwelling Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory, all the time, when God speaks to you, your spirit is buoyant. And then you're pliable. You're able to move when God wants you to move. You're able to do. You're able to hear what he's saying to you in the right and receive it in the right perspective. See, sometimes God speaks to you and you don't catch it because you're so low. You're not anointed. You know, when folks get anointed, God can speak it. Whoa, you know, they grab it right away. You catch all kind of revelation. But what about when you're not anointed? When it ain't heaven in the room, you know? Can you still be so focused on who he is in you? For the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live nevertheless, not I, but Christ. See, there's where some are missing him daily, where it seems like he comes here and there. But how many know he's a daily God? God don't take vacations and days off. It's just some days, like your Blue Monday, he can't get to you. Or Hump Day Wednesday. God knocking, but ain't nobody answering. All these things are going to increase as that day approaches. The manifest presence of the supernatural. I am. That's our portion. Amen. It may get darker in the world. It's going to get brighter in the church. The visitation from God is not, now let's establish this. The visitation of God is not coming from out there. You know, when we talk about an open heaven, right? First thing, open heaven, the heavens open. No, the visitation of God is coming from within. It's coming from within you. Not from out there somewhere, it's in you. The river is in you. The present, the kingdom is in you. So it's not a matter of us dealing with that out there. It's a matter of us dealing with this in here. And this up here, this is the only thing. He told Joshua, no man shall be able to stand. No, nothing without can stand before you. But you got to meditate. You got to think on these things. This thing has got to be wrought in you. The visitation is not coming from out there, you know, somewhere coming one day. It's already here. And it comes from within. The Lord told the disciples in Matthew 16, 28, he said, assuredly, and I'm reading another translation, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now, many people think this is talking about the second coming. It's not talking about the second coming of Christ. In other words, he was saying to his disciples, some of you won't die until you see the man, the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now, in chapter 17, verse 1 of Matthew, 6 days later after he made this statement, he took three of them up to the mount we call today the Mount of Transfiguration. And while he was there, he was transfigured. And they saw the glory that he had held within his body. You see, the reason Jesus had to have a body was to bring let me go back. All the fullness of the Godhead, everything God was and is, was in Jesus. Now, that's hard for us to wrap our mind around, right? Tell the truth. Just say amen. Stop lying. It is the truth. It's hard for you to wrap your mind around that. But wrap it around there anyway. Listen, a body. Everything that God is was in that body. The kingdom was in that body. Everything that God was. Now, in order, here's what happened. Listen, say amen. In order for him to bring that to man, he had to come down to the human plane. He had to bring that into the human experience. And when he was crucified, he released it. The church was born when he was crucified. When they poked him in his side, blood and water came out. It's like a womb. The church was born. The work was finished. But all that God is was in that body. And when it was crucified, it was released into the earth. That's why he became a man. He took back the authority that Satan had. Everything, you name it, everything that needed to be restored and done was done. He said, Father, it is finished. Sin was forgiven. Mankind was redeemed. The church was established. Everything. Okay. So he told his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, some won't die until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. On that Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus, the glory that was in him shone outside of him. It was during the day that light outshined the sun, brighter than the sun. And like many of us, they were in the presence of God in an awesome supernatural presence. And guess what? Peter wants to talk. As I was studying this, the Lord pointed it out to me. You know, this is how my children are. They get into the presence of God, and some folks want to just start talking. You know, Peter, you know, you sometimes people feel so good, they just have to start talking. Or when they get afraid, they start talking. And that's how Peter was. He just started talking. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. In other words, shut up. He told Peter, Lord, it's good that we're here. Let us build three tabernacles. The Father said, shut up, Peter. Listen. See, that's an awesome presence is a time that we should be listening. I mean, should be listening out, looking for. Amen? All right. As I said earlier, the reason God gave Jesus a body was to bring everything down to the human plane. Everything that heaven has was brought into the earth through Jesus. The Father, the Holy Spirit, the future purposes and plans of God, everything he purposed in Christ was inside his body, so that at his death, everything was released into the earth. The kingdom was set in motion. The church was born. The church was brought forth. The list goes on and on and on and on. But it was in his body. Tell somebody, what you have is much more than an anointing. Don't reduce yourself to an anointing. See, your anointing is given for a purpose. You know the story of the secretary that felt the anointing. And the preacher said, instead of just sitting back, you're at work. This anointing is for a purpose. It means type more. Type better. Type more accurately. See, when the job is done, the anointing leaves you for that job, that high. That anointing leaves you, but you have much more than that. And here's the thing. We must focus on the indwelling Christ, because I want to say this to you tonight. We know the anointing gets stronger, but the anointing comes and goes. But the indwelling Christ is increasing. And he don't come and go. He stays. Look here. I'm telling you, if you catch hold of this, the anointing comes and goes. That's going to increase. But Christ in us is increasing. And he's not going anywhere. So that places we continuously go are going to change. Stuff has to change in our environment, in our metrons, because he's increasing. His glory is increasing. His power is increasing. His wisdom is increasing. Everything he is increasing on the inside of us, not decreasing. And that's daily. Dreams will increase. Revelation will increase. Amen. Understanding will increase. Favor will increase. Prosperity. All these things that he brought to the planet are indwelling in us, and it is bound, destined to increase, to exponentially increase, to multiply, not to be hemmed in. See, if you're just relying on anointing, when you're anointed, you walk in victory. But when you ain't anointed, you get defeated. When you're not anointed, you're persecuted. But that not so. They could not touch Jesus until his time when he gave up. When his time to give up was. Amen. Say that person again. Don't reduce yourself to just an anointing. You know, you don't think you're anointing unless you're quoting the King James. No, God has placed things in our voice, whether it's whispering or shouting. When you understand the indwelling, it's not, let me say it this way, it's the release of the word. That one centurion said, Lord, you don't have to come under my roof, just say the word. Just say a word. And he spoke a word. There it was. Due to the indwelling Christ. Now we're going to take a deeper look. Stay with me. You have to come to the point where you know the greater one is inside you. And the lesser one is outside you. Anything in your environment. Again, Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. No man shall be able to stand. No enemy. He said that way. Shall stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. You must come to the point where you know the greater one is in you. You see, when Christ is not formed properly inside of you, when you don't have that proper understanding of the greater one, a lot of stuff goes in reverse.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.